The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
We've got a bonus podcast for you here. Adam Azer and Jamie Eisenberg. We're talking about Jameson Williams and his 6-game suspension for violating the league's gambling policy. Welcome in and hope you all are getting ready for what's hopefully a fun weekend for you and draft week next week. But right now, we got to talk about the Lions. We got to talk about Jameson Williams, what this means for everybody on the team. The earliest he could return would be week 7. We'll see when that bye week falls, but right now, week 7. And let's get Jamie's take. So, Jamie, first question for you. If you have a league with, let's say, 5 bench spots, do you think it makes sense still to draft and stash Jameson Williams?
Yeah, I think if you feel comfortable with your team, I mean, obviously it's a tricky situation when you only have that few bench spots, but you know, the talent is clearly there. It's a matter of, we just haven't seen him play football, you know, since his, you know, final game in college. For the most part, he had, you know, a couple of flash plays last year. But this, you know, puts a damper on the ceiling. It puts a damper on, you know, what the hype will be for, you know, a player who has the ability to be a superstar. But yeah, I think, you know, if you feel comfortable enough knowing that, you may have to cut him at some point, you know, depending on other injuries that may occur on your fantasy team. But 6 games in a 17-game season, you know, 16-game fantasy season, you should be able to manage with what hopefully the upside will be. But it puts a, you know, damper on Jared Goff as a late-round starter, you know, open the season, and puts a, you know, higher expectation, hopefully, you know, from production standpoint, on Amon-Ra St. Brown. And it makes Marvin Jones a little bit more relevant, you know, in deeper leagues if you want to take a flyer on him with late-round pick.
The second leading receiver on the team last year was Khalif Raymond. The second most targets on the team belong to DeAndre Swift. So you talked about Goff. Are you going to drop him in your rankings?
Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, when, you know, we were having this conversation a few weeks ago, Goff versus Geno Smith, it's easy to go Geno Smith. You know, I think now Goff is in that group we talked about when we did the rankings disputes, you know, Stafford, Carr, Garoppolo, you know, Jordan Love, Desmond Ritter, that group, you know, I think for Heath was Sam Howell. He's closer to that. But again, the upside to be significantly better, closer to, you know, a top 12 guy once he gets Jameson Williams back. It's just an unknown right now. You know, I think you got to feel comfortable that the Lions' only significant move this offseason, they let DJ Chark walk and they bring in Marvin Jones. I think they felt pretty comfortable that Jameson Williams was going to take a step forward. At least that was the, you know, if you're just looking at it from an optic standpoint.
Right. So I may have said 7 games. He has to miss 6 weeks. He can be back in week 7. I don't know when their bye will be, but right. 6-game suspension for Jameson Williams. And, you know, speaking, I'll ask you about St. Brown in a second. From a dynasty standpoint here, does this change anything? I mean, is this going to be a year and a half of his career where we're getting almost nothing from Jameson Williams? Where are you on him from a dynasty standpoint?
I'd be looking to acquire him, you know, because clearly there's a reason to be upset and to be a frustrated Jameson Williams fantasy manager right now. So I think if you can try and get him for a second round pick, you know, maybe second round pick and a veteran that, you know, could help somebody else, depending on what the trade partner may be. But, you know, this is a guy that, I know Dave said this, and I don't necessarily disagree, that could be the most talented receiver of his draft class. You know, if he was healthy, I think he would have been probably drafted that way by fantasy managers. It's an offense that, you know, as Dan said yesterday, one of the best play callers in the league right now. We don't know how long he'll be there in Ben Johnson, but, you know, the system is great. Quarterback has certainly been, you know, solidified. I do wonder now, and I was listening to a radio show, I think it was on Fox Sports, might have been Brady Quinn's show, two Pros and a Cup of Joe, the host asked Brady about the Lions' draft status, knowing that they have, I think it's the 6th pick and the 18th pick, if I'm not mistaken. Would they have considered prior to this, Jalen? The question was to Brady: Would you take Jalen Carter, knowing you have a void at cornerback instead of, let's say, is it Christian Walk, the number one corner? I forget what his name is. Would you go number one corner at 6, or would you go Jalen Carter if he falls, and then come back at 18 and go corner? I wonder now if they go best defensive player at 6, and maybe receiver with the 2nd pick in the 1st round.
Yeah, it is 6 and 18. Are you talking about Christian Gonzalez?
Christian Oregon? Gonzalez, yeah.
Okay.
I say Christian Watson.
Yeah. Okay, I have a few rapid-fire questions for you. Not so rapid, but Amon-Ra St. Brown, does this solidify him even more? You know, does this make him like a top 20 pick? Does this change anything for Amon-Ra St. Brown?
I don't think so, because, again, we're talking 6 games. You already know you're getting a great player in Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's proved himself over 2 years, so... You know, if it's a question of does he move past in PPR A.J. Brown or Devontae Adams, because I think that's where I have him right now at 8 behind those guys, I'll probably still keep him in the same spot. But I was, you know, looking at maybe Amon-Ra St. Brown versus Jalen Waddle versus Garrett Wilson. Certainly in PPR, it's an easy one. It's Amon-Ra St. Brown.
And what was I going to say? Oh, the running backs. Does this change anything for the running backs?
Not really. I mean, you know, you did bring up the point about DeAndre Swift with his targets, and you wonder, does that maybe help him get on the field with David Montgomery in more of a pass-catching role, not necessarily carrying the ball? Something that I would probably explore from the Lions, because it's a way to avoid him getting, you know, those running back hits. If you're concerned about injury and getting him the ball in space, he could certainly do it as a receiver, I think, you know, just taking more reps in that spot. But we hear this all the time about, oh, he's going to take more reps in the slot, he's going to get more for all these, you know, pass-catching type of running backs. I don't know if that necessarily would end up happening, but I would be very shocked at this point if they, not necessarily with their first 2 picks, but if they don't come out of the draft with another pass catcher. They have a voided tight end, you know, so that's a route that they could go as well. But I think getting another pass catcher will certainly matter to this Lions offense right now.
And real quick, how many wide receivers in this rookie class would you take over Jameson Williams in a dynasty draft? In dynasty?
If he was in a rookie-only draft, you mean?
Yeah, let's just say you were doing a startup dynasty draft. How many of the incoming rookies would you take over Jameson?
Probably 3, maybe 4 at most. I think you got to go with, you know, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. You know, again, it depends on where they end up. But, you know, Jordan Addison could be one of those guys. Zay Flowers could be one of those guys. And then maybe Quentin Johnson. But I still think there's just so much upside for Jameson Williams. This is, you never hate to see a guy injured and then have issues and then, you know, just get delayed. They need reps. This is the biggest part of a young player's development, is getting that time on the field. And the fact that this is happening again, you know, I understand it's, you know, there we could spend 10 hours on this, of the stupidity of the NFL allowing gambling ads to run on their games. And, you know, there's going to be sports books in stadiums, but, you know, the players are not allowed to bet on non-NFL stuff, you know, just whatever.
Well, I think they are, as long as they don't do it in the stadium, I think.
That's what I'm saying.
In the facility, yeah. All right, and the last question from George. Longtime listener, first time looked. Why does Adam look like an emo Eminem? I don't know. I do have suntan lotion on, so I look a little bit like a mime right now, so I apologize for that. We'll talk to you later, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.